folks. This is your boy Q, my nigga Cam, you know what I mean? Coming along with the Car Chronicles. So my nigga, because we was listening to Eazy-E, he said, what did he say, nigga?
He said, get your funky ass up and go wash your ass, bitch,
some shit like that, you know. I'd rather fuck with you, go listen to this shit, you know what I mean? It's fucking classic. But we were just discussing, like, damn, man, like, how would a woman feel, like, if you got called a funky bitch? And my logic was, nigga, I feel like if you call a bitch, or I'm not even gonna say bitch, a woman, a funky bitch, I was like, it's like the same equivalent of saying a girl saying you got a little dick. But I was like, it's kind of worse because
a female would still suck a musty dick.
Exactly. But if a nigga go down there, your shit smell like death times two.
Nigga ain't eat no musty pussy.
That nigga leaving, honestly, so.
He gonna walk out the door.
And I know y'all girls, you know, sometimes y'all can't get home and shower and stuff like that. Bitch.
Keep some wet ones in the car, goddammit.
Some baby wipes, something to clean it, and don't just pat it down. Bitch, I'm gonna need you to fold that bitch, fold it again, make it nice. Nice little square, and wipe from your navel to your ass crack, bitch. I need that bitch to smell like a fresh baby's ass, nigga.
You funky and musty, you bitch.
You musty, bitch. Shit. Or look, if you are gonna come over and you feel like you stink.
Shit, ask a nigga if you can take a shower. I'll have no problem. I got no problem giving
bitch.
You a towel.
I will hop in the shower with you. We will be clean together.
For real. I'll hop in the shower with you. I'll knock you down in the shower. At least I know the pussy ain't musky. It's clean.
Clean. Yeah. Tastes like water.
Exactly.
Water.
Water dripping all on my face. Just splish splash.
Splish splash. Splish splash.
Hey,
man,
real though.
That's real talk though. Like, girls, don't be ashamed because you know, you like, damn, like I've been sweating, you know. Like, can I just take a shower? Like, if a nigga says no, then that nigga's dirty and leave him.
Like, honestly, if you all right, I'm a put it to y'all like this. I'm a football player. I'm a professional athlete. Well, soon to be professional athlete. But if I get home from practice and you over here trying to grope on me and pull my shit down and suck my dick, I'm gonna be like, nah, a nigga need to take a shower. Like, a nigga dirty, I'm musty. Like,
get some salty balls.
You about to have salty balls, dirty dick in your mouth. Like, come on now. Like, really? Do you really want that? That's so much bacteria. Like, a nigga that has some compression shorts on for like a cool 8 hours straight, working out, all that, sitting in film. Shit get cool, you still wet and shit, then you go back out to the damn field and you running plays and shit, nigga get sweaty as fuck. Nigga got dirty balls, musty balls, balls got sweat all over them and shit, but you still wanna suck the motherfuckers. Like, come on now, bitch. Let a nigga take a fucking shower. God damn.
Bags, fam.
You bags. Dusty licking bald musty ass bitch.
Bruh, that shit is so true. Cause if some girl would come to me and I just came from like track practice or just working out in general,
I don't want you sucking my musty dick.
She like, let me suck your dick. I'm not gonna be like, okay, go ahead and suck the dick. No, because that's just gonna be foul. And I know I don't want word come around. Oh, that nigga dick is stank. That nigga musty. That nigga dirty.
Shit, I want you going around like, shit, that nigga dick clean and that motherfucker big, long, and large. Simple as that. I ain't got no musty dick, goddammit.
Nah.
I'm knocking you down with a clean, long, thick dick. That's what you getting knocked down with. Not no musty dick. Shit.
That nigga pulled out the ha-ha. They was like,
you wanna go to the casino?
Shh. Man, fuck that casino, nigga.
Alright. But yeah, back to the topic, like, for real, y'all, females, like, I like my females to be clean. I'm a cleanly nigga. So if I'm clean, I want you to be clean. Simple as that. That's how I see it in my eyes, honestly. Yeah. Oh yeah, we got the little jams playing in the background, you know, whatever. Hey, it's my birthday though, so y'all females, hit my number, Instagram, whatever it is, how you can get in touch with me.
Shout your Instagram out, dog.
Instagram is 3B3. Twitter, Cali King with 5 G's. My Snapchat is football swag son or some shit like that. Don't quote me on that, but it's something like that. You might have to type it in a couple times. But I reply, hit my DMs, whatever. But yeah, like, I like clean females, bro. Yeah, clean females, like, bro.
I need you to smell like soap, like, and water.
Yeah.
And if you got that little body perfume shit, hold them bitches on.
Hey, I like y'all. I like y'all light skin, curly haired females though. That's a little thick, skinny, petite thing. Y'all some badass skinny females. I fucks with y'all. Nigga, we about to go on the food for less and get pulled up.
Oh no, I'm not drinking, nigga. Fuck that.
Bel Air. Champagne.
I can't, bro. I gotta do this test.
You gotta take the test, yeah. You gotta stay clean. Never mind, yeah. We ain't getting nothing.
But like we were saying, I like my girls. I like them kind of tall. You know, yeah. I'm not tall myself. I'm not gonna say like I'm 6'20". You know, I'm not one of them Jolly Green Giant motherfuckers that play basketball. I'm only 6 foot, but I do like a 5'8" girl.
Hey, I like tall females too. Yeah. I'm 6'3", so hey, y'all tall females get at me.
I do 5'9" max.
Same. We ain't going over 5'10". If you 5'10", bitch, you a nigga.
No. I had a 5'10" before, nigga.
Well, if you 5'10", you better at least be a motherfucking hooper. And you better be able to hoop better than me. Because if you can't, I'm dunking on your ass. You going to have balls all in your motherfucking mouth.
Some sweaty balls in your mouth.
Oh, God, nigga. You going to have these sweaty, musty balls and dick in your mouth. Because I'm taking flight on your ass. I'm a windmill in that motherfucker. And then when we done, I'm a windmill in that pussy.
Alright, loving basketball. I hope y'all gonna shower before you windmill in the pussy.
Oh, shit, nigga. I'm sitting here talking crazy and shit, nigga, on the phone. Motherfucking Inglewood police. Yeah, nigga, we in California, you feel me? We in Cali. Real niggas out here.
California.
Yeah, you feel me? That's a new one. I'm out here turning on red lights and shit. Luckily, the police is already gone past. I ain't worried about them fuck ass niggas, though. I ain't worried about the boys. Hey, bitch, close your door, alright? Come on. Yeah, you welcome. But yeah, y'all females, man. Shit, a nigga out here looking for a real ass female, I'm gonna be straight up. Like,
that's what
I don't need no female with the fucking games. For real. If you with the games, don't hit me. None of that. I don't want to talk to y'all. I don't want to see you.
I mean, I know y'all females be having niggas, and us niggas be having bitches. Females. So, but I'm just saying, like, you could be 100 with us. We ain't finna trip. We ain't finna go and pull up on you and your whoever side piece or whatever, and gonna cause a scene. Like, nah, you with somebody? Go ahead, do you. But at the end of the day, I just know that I'm gonna be doing me, like, and you can't get upset when you lose your opportunity to get with me. So at the end of the day, I'm just, you do you. You know, I'm gonna do me. But if you're gonna rock with me, commit to that 100. Don't
prime example.
Don't give me 75% while I'm giving you the whole 100. Like, nah.
Yeah.
I ain't with that shit.
Like, prime example, I got, it's, well, I'm not gonna say I technically got, but it's two females, three females, multiple occasions where I'm gonna be honest with y'all, I'm a real ass nigga, I'm from Inglewood, California, I'm a hood nigga, I don't give a fuck, none of that, I'm gonna say it how it is. Yeah, I live in the suburbs, but I still got the hood in me, but not too many females can handle. So these females, well, for example, one of the females, she was afraid of me for some reason, which I really don't know why she was afraid of me. Honestly, there's no reason for you to be afraid of me. At the end of the day, I'm gonna protect mine, simple as that. But
that's big facts. If a man don't protect you, he ain't no man.
There's been multiple occasions though where I've came across certain females and they just with the games, like I don't have time for the games, ladies. Simple as that. Like, I want to know what's going on. Like, tell me what's going on in y'all's head. Like, for real. Like, I understand y'all got niggas you talking to. Yeah, I got bitches I'm talking to. But at the end of the day, if I want to be with you, I can cut all the other bitches off and just talk to one person.
Niggas can go ghost and like that.
Like, so y'all don't understand. Like, I'm being a honey right now. I'm not even being a honey. I'm being 400. Simple as that. I'm being 1,000.
400 on
them? I'm being 1,000.
1,000 on them.
Forever. Yeah,
add a zero to that 100,
I'm being
huh?
1,000 with it. Like,
three zeros on that thing.
I ain't got time to be playing games, ladies. Like, for real. I'm looking for a female that I can love on. I'm not gonna say technically come home to, because I'm about to be leaving in a couple of weeks or in like a couple of months.
But you just want a girl to hold you down,
I need
basically.
A girl that's gonna hold me down. Like, for example, I'm about to be in Vegas. I'm about to be playing ball. If I hit you and be like, yo, I want you to come out here this weekend, come to the game or whatever, and I'll fly you out here. If you sit there and be like, oh, I don't know, blah, blah, this and
next.
That, then I know you sitting here doing shit behind my back. Don't hit my line no more. Don't text me. None of that. Don't ask me for shit, because you sitting here being sneaky behind my motherfucking back. When I'm sitting here, I'm chilling at fucking school. I'm chilling at my crib. I'm going to practice, putting the work in, going to school, this and that. I'm thinking you doing the same shit. Or you out work? Or you at work doing the same shit holding me down, but you out here being a hoe. Simple as that. There's no other way for me to put it. I'm gonna be honest. Yeah, I don't sugarcoat shit. I don't sugarcoat shit.
That's facts, but I'm about to be living in the military soon, so I'm not really trying to, you know. Not trying to wife nobody.
I'm not trying to
go to the military and then come back and, you know, oh, well, I found somebody new because you weren't around.
Yeah, I ain't trying to wife nobody either.
It's not you know, I found me someone I can rock with, you know, have fun with, do kicking, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, if it comes to, you know, having sex or just having more to it, then, you know, that's how it's going to be. You know, that's how we rocking. That's how we rocking. But at the end of the day, I'm not really looking for that. Like, I'm just doing me. Like, niggas is young. Like, niggas, I want to dip and dab. I want to see what this foreign pussy like. I want to know what this come back got my neighborhood pussy. You know, I want to go out of state and grab me a little bit of pussy right there. You know what I mean? Like, I'm too young, like, and too handsome, you know, just to be, oh, I'm locked down, you know.
Exactly.
I got this girl back here, you know. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm being faithful. And you turn around and you ain't faithful to me. Like, now I feel like I'm a sucker, basically. You just played my life, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, look, when we rocking, we rocking. You know, when I find that one that I can settle down with, my wife up, she be my girlfriend, hold me down and shit like that.
Then you the one.
Then you the one, you know? You the one. We're going to keep this ball rolling. We're going to do us, you know? And, you know, who knows where we end up at, basically.
Yep. Simple as that. But ladies, on some real shit, it's June 9th. It's National Sex Day, 6ix9ine.
Fuck that nigga, 6ix9ine.
Yeah, fuck that nigga, Tekashi. You can tell him I said that, nigga. He can find me. West Rancho Dominguez, Campanella Park. I don't give a fuck. That nigga a bitch, simple as that. Whoever on this motherfucker, you can tell him I said that. But yeah, it's June 9th. It's National Sex Day. I'm trying to let I got my own plumbing company. It's called Mandingo Plumbing. Want to know why? Because I lay motherfucking pipe. So I'm trying to see.
This nigga said Mandingo Plumbing.
Yeah, my nigga, Mandingo Plumbing, because I lay pipe. So which one of y'all ladies trying to get some pipe laid in you tonight?
Don't come over here with that funky shit either. You better
I don't want no musty.
Fresh shower.
I don't want no musty pussy.
And you better not be wearing drawers, because you know what time it is when we get at it.
Exactly. Bitch, just come in the towel. Simple as that.
Just come in one of them, you know, it's the little overcoats that the little mobster used to wear, nigga.
Hey, just come in that little lingerie robe or whatever y'all want to, whatever the fuck that motherfucker
that
called.
Little sheer robe type shit.
Just come in that motherfucker with nothing on. And I guarantee you going to have that time of your life.
Ain't no talking. We don't need to talk. We just need to get to action. Really,
though? Hey, nigga, this shit playing in the background. This my shit, though.
This nigga. Car Chronicles. Talking about little shouties.
Hell yeah. Shit, on the real, though, nigga, what we doing? Should we go to Fullerton?
I don't know, but if you're out there, catch us down at Fullerton at Zing Shine. Me and this your boy, Keelan Kim.
I'm knocking bitches down tonight.
Follow my nigga Cam at 3B3. You know, follow me at Soul Baby. Yeah, you know me. And we out.
How long is it?